Good morning. Sorry about the delay. We thank you for joining us. You're on with the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. And the program is thusly named because we're reaching extended parts of the earth. There are people that are connecting with us. Of course, we're broadcast on the internet, and we welcome all of our listeners and those that are live with us right now, and those that are streaming live as well as streaming at any time in the 24/7 cycle that's available. Our broadcast, all of it, is recorded and archived, and is available any time, day or night, anywhere via the internet for the purposes of whatever. You want to join us for prayer, you want to follow along with our prayer agenda, all of that. It's available 24/7 on demand. Well, today is Thursday, October the 31st, and we thank God for this a wonderful day. Of course, He made it. We are just waking up in it, and therefore we should be rejoicing, and we are, and praising and thanking Him. If you have a birthday today, if you're celebrating a birthday, well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on planet Earth and being a blessing. It's a wonderful month, October, and of course it was my birthday. That makes it extra special, of course. And my birthday was on the 9th, and my wife's was on the 26th. And so we want to send greetings out to those that are celebrating their birthday today. Today, I'm excited about what's on our plate, what God has placed in our agenda today. And the title of this episode or program today specifically focuses on salvation for your household. Imagine that. Salvation for your household. When we look in the scriptures, in the book of Acts in chapter 10, we see just a little narrative there recording a history of an event at a gentleman by the name of Cornelius's house. And I believe God put that on our plate today for us to quickly take a look, and we're going to confirm and affirm some things that I think is dear to our hearts and, of course, dear to the Lord's heart. And I was just raptured, if you will, as I was in prayer earlier, and the Lord began to download this into my spirit, so to speak, and I'm sharing that with you. Starting at verse 1 in chapter 10 of the book of Acts, and I would really challenge you to go back and visit that long after our program has, the time has expired, the lifetime has expired, but allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you because it thrilled my heart. And beginning in verse 1, and we'll read about four verses, it says, and I'm reading from the NIV, the New International Version, it says that Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion. In other words, he was in the military, he was a soldier, in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout, God-fearing, and he gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius, verse 4, Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before the Lord. I would like us to zero in on verse 2. This man had an occupation. He was a soldier in the military. It says, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. In other words, they stuck closely to the things of God because they were God-fearing. And this man himself, he gave generously to those in need, and he prayed to God regularly. Now, that thrilled my heart, because what we have just looked at is exactly what God expects of you and I. Number one, God wants you not only saved, but your household to be God-fearing. And your household includes all of those under your roof, as well as those that are connected to you biologically. This is a very Jewish perspective. Everyone, in other words, if you have a servant, they're not related to you, they're just hired, they do house cleaning or cooking or whatever, but they're under your household, under your roof. That person's part of your household. How much more does God desire to see your children, your grandchildren, and all of those, your adopted children even, all of those, everybody, saved. Now, do you know that God's ultimate plan is that Jesus Christ will return to earth and rule from Jerusalem, ultimately? And of course, you and I want to be among those elected by grace to live in that age. So how about your household, your family? So today we want to prayerfully frame a vision for the salvation of our family. We want to intentionally frame a vision for that. And I believe it will bring joy and peace to your heart as you begin to envision what's possible for you and your household. You would want to be present in the great multitude of individuals and your household not present when Christ returns. Your children, your grandchildren, your spouses, and so on and so on. Your father, your mother, if they're alive, that kind of thing. So we saw that Cornelius and his family, they were devout and God-fearing. And in addition, he gave generously to those in need. So he practiced the faith. He didn't just believe it. He practiced it. And he prayed to God regularly, just like you're doing. You're up early and you're with us. Praying to God regularly. You do this Monday through Friday and at other times. Can you see? Can you envision? And so the angel appeared and said to him that, Cornelius, your prayers and your gifts. This is in verse 4. Your prayers and your gifts. Oof, I don't know about you. Can you feel that? Your prayers and your gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. So, neighbor, what we're doing right now, we're establishing a memorial. When we get up like we are to pray, to bridge the gap, to intercede, to represent, to lift up the needs and those that need prayer, we are establishing a memorial. And I find it awesomely joyful to visualize what is exactly happening as we do what we do. And the angel here is giving us a preview, a glimpse. He says, there's a memorial being established, a memorial offering before God because of our giving, because of our prayers. My God, I'm encouraged, and I trust that you are too. I believe this is an important session today. This is a turning point today for many of us, a tremendous turning point, because we have to see, and I've always thought, we begin in the future. We don't begin in the now. And we know Christ is returning. We know we'll stand before him. We'll go up to Jerusalem to worship him. And he's coming back to earth to be on earth. And we are going to be here with him. And we want our families. Your lines are open. If you have a praise report or a prayer request or even a quick comment on this topic, because I believe we're being encouraged today to frame a vision for our family. Frame a vision for our family. And we'll take some concrete action besides just praying about it today. We are going to follow up with some concrete action that will help us. Your line is open. Do you have a prayer request, a comment, or a praise report? We're here and we're listening. Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Okay, it's quiet on the other end there. Is anyone feeling what I'm saying and what we're sharing? Yes. Yes, we're framing a vision today, so we've got to lay hold of it. Today is a brand new day. It's not going to be another one like today.
Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Yes, Lord, we have an awesome opportunity and an awesome privilege. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that reminder. We thank you, Lord, for that word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, that because each and every one of us desire in our heart for our salvation and also for each and every one of our family members. We often pray for the salvation of our family members. So we thank God today that we know our prayers are not in vain.
Yes.
We thank God today that we are encouraged. We are encouraged this morning. Yes, God, and we give you that thanks. We give you the praise.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We praise you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to do something today. We're going to pray in general for those that are unsaved. I mean, just in general. Pray for the nation, for people. Pray that today many would be saved, that their paths would cross with the presentation of the good news, the gospel. Today, this day, we are praying for a harvest today, on this day, Thursday, October 31st. We are praying large. We are praying above and beyond the stuff that is supposed to be featured on society's agenda today, which is called Halloween. Well, we are going hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not Halloweening. We are hallelujah. We're praising God and thanking him for the harvest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Focus in our hearts today, even to share the word with someone, to be able to ask the Lord to use us mightily even on this day.
Yes, yes.
To speak it to one person and tell them of the love of the Lord. Instead of trick-or-treating, we're going to be entreating the Lord for them on this day.
Yes.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, God.
And one of the things that we want to do tomorrow is the last day in general of the work week. And what we want to do for tomorrow's session, and I would ask you to do it as kind of a follow-up and homework to this program, list starting with the closest, your child, your children, your grands, whatever. Begin to make a list. The prophet said, write the vision. Yeah. Write it.
Yes.
Begin to make a list, starting with your innermost circle and going out radially, and of every person in your immediate family and extended family. And once we make that list, if you can bring it to this program tomorrow with you, we're going to pray over that list. You will have your hand on that list. Then we'll follow up with another action concerning that list. We are going to secure our borders.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to secure our borders, the borders of our households.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Good.
Every person in our tent.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
We'll secure them in the supernatural.
Yes. Thank you, God. Mm.
We must do that. We must do that.
Mm.
Must do that. And so that's the line of action that we follow by God's grace. We pray His strength for us to focus and do that. Because now, from what I read from the scripture concerning Cornelius, this man was the center for the grace of God flowing into his family. He was the fuse box, if you will. You know, you have a fuse box at your home that controls all the electricity that flows around the house to all the various appliances and electrical things. Well, he was the central point. He had, it sounds to me like that was not an accident. It was, he did this intentionally, making himself available by his prayers and his gifts to the needy. By his prayers and his gifts. It says he prayed to God regularly. Regularly. And he regularly gave to those in need. So he set it up. It was not an accident. He set it up. So that's what we can draw from this passage of Scripture. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that we can follow that pattern. It's there written for us as examples. So now we go from fearing and stressing to being so impressed with what we see in God's Word that we know that God wants to do that for us. Yeah. And as you do your list, you're going to collide with the reality that there may be even people in your family that you haven't prayed for, and you don't necessarily communicate with, and in some cases don't want to. But God is going to do some awesome things. That's all I'm saying. The good news is awesome things are ahead. Amen. Let us go to prayer. Great God Almighty, you are our Father, and you are resident in heaven. You're upon the thrones of heaven. You're ruling from heaven. And we come to you because what we need for this day, you have give us this day our daily bread. And Father, today we ask you to forgive us for our sin. Our sin has come up before us. We have missed the mark in various ways. And we ask today that you would forgive us. You said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. We ask for cleansing today, cleansing that only you can provide. Wash us in that precious blood that Jesus Christ shed for each and every one of us. He gave willingly, and now he's on the throne. He's been exalted to the right hand, to your right hand. And he's praying for us. He's interceding for us. Father, we thank you for that. Forgive us as we forgive those that trespass against us. And help us even as we face temptation to overcome, to be strong, to stay close to you, because you're wanting to be close to us. Help us to hide in you. You are our strong tower. You are our protection. Help us this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for giving us more than a hint of what to do now in this season, that we are to secure the borders of our household in the name of Jesus. We are to tuck in everyone under the tent of the righteousness that you've given to us through Jesus Christ, a covering. And we are to intercede, pray for them, claim them. You've given us that authority. You've given us the insight and the wisdom. Now, Father, we propose by your grace, your divine mercy and favor to execute these assignments that you've given to us, this particular one, so that we'll have peace concerning our household. We'll have peace knowing that we have commended the entire household into your hands for your protection, for your keeping, and certainly for salvation in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, give us the holy boldness to take such a firm stand that we do not see one of our household being lost. Not one. Not one. We claim every last one, no matter what the outward circumstances appear to be.
Yes, Lord.
We believe in faith, trusting you in faith, the faith that you have given to us. We're investing that back into this task, securing our households right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. This is for everyone that hears our broadcast and our voice today. This is for everyone. God is able. He's able. He's able.
Amen.
Satan is the loser. Satan is the loser. But God is able. He is almighty. And we thank God for him. His power. He's releasing his power into our lives and into our families. Fear not. Fear not. Begin to see various individuals in our family through the eyes of God, through the eye of faith that sees them as God sees them. that their wretchedness is gone,
mm-hmm.
and they're in righteousness. They're covered by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There's an age that's coming, friend, where we'll all live together as citizens of the kingdom in a world that's completely changed, an earth that has been transformed. It's a challenge to grasp that with the mind, but the faith has to go out ahead of the mind and see that, because that's the promise in the Word. And you don't have to be anything other than someone that prays regularly. Watch out for the needy. Be devout. Yes, yes. It's within the reach of every believer. Every single believer. So thank God for you and for your family, that you are the one in the family that God will use and is using even now. You're praying regularly. You're giving, ministering to the needy. In the name of Jesus, you're doing that. So a memorial offering is before the Lord. A memorial offering. Father, we thank you that our offering is acceptable. We thank you that it's acceptable. Thank you for putting us on the right track to be honored and be able to offer a memorial before you. And we know that you're welcoming that. The angel testified of Cornelius's memorial that came up before you. It was made up of his prayers and his gifts. Oh, feel the satisfaction, feel the joy flooding your heart right now. My heart's being flooded right now. To know that we can be obedient to the Lord like that. Yes, he has empowered us to interact with him just like that. Just like that. And then it becomes part of our nature. How many of us now get up routinely in the mornings? And many of us ahead of our alarm clocks. Ahead. We're waking the clock up as we reach over and shut it off so it doesn't go off because we're already up. That's what happens here. It happened just this morning. It was way up, way before the clock went off. It's in your spirit now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's God. He's the one that has done that. He's the one. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I feel great joy. I don't know about you. I really, really do. My heart's flooded. I feel great joy. God is doing something right now. Does anyone have a comment? Any of you have a comment or a praise report or even a request? I mean, your lines are open and we can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sounds like Diane.
Yeah.
Welcome.
God has been truly wonderful. I mean, you're right on target this morning. You are right on target.
for
the past 2-3 weeks since I'm here. I hardly can sleep anything after 3 o'clock. 3:11, 4:11, I look right down until 6 o'clock. Just praying for my family. Praying for my family back home, for their salvation, for their protection, because every day sometimes you hear so many things are happening back home. You know, the masks are going around in homes, and it's just my daughter and my son alone at home. Sometimes my son would go and only she alone is left there. And I have to be praying. And the Lord would wake me up every night, no matter how it is. And I cannot go back to sleep. I just pray for families, not even my own, but other families. You know, and so you're so right that we ought to pray for the salvation of our family. Some people, you know, because they're saved, they're okay, but then what become of your children, your grandchildren? You know, and we really have to pray for them. We have to pray them through and other family members. I pray for you, Pastor, and your wife.
Thank you.
All the time.
Thank you.
Give God thanks for you. Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We need it. We need it. We want to be on point with God at all times, and we know that what God has asked us to do is we cannot do it on our own. It takes His strength and His grace, you know, to propel us along to do what we're doing. Our lifetimes are we're aging all the time, you know. As the senior citizen said to the young person, you know, about young person was kind of concerned about getting old. And the senior citizen said, look, if you're alive, you're getting old, you know. So that's kind of the norm. And however, this lifetime is a season and an opportunity, a window for you and I to exploit the adventure of knowing God and getting to know Him. And our prayer is much about giving our hearts to Him. Really, that's what it's about. Of course, we have prayer requests and petitions and intercessions. But it's about us, our hearts, we drawing closer to the Lord, offering our hearts, and He can do so many things through us. And I thank you for sharing that, Sister Diane. Yes, let us see our family, our relatives, our sons, daughters, grands, great-grands, and all of that. Let's see them transformed. Let's envision that. Let's keep that perspective, because that's God's perspective, that they would all be saved. And so we want to consciously agree with that plan of God. I believe that was the case with Cornelius. Cornelius was just an ordinary man that had a job as a soldier, but it says he prayed to God regularly. In other words, there was some kind of regularity and rhythm to his praying. It wasn't sporadic. It was regular. And like we can call what we do on Monday through Friday regular prayer, because it's on Monday through Friday. Now, if it was on today and then not for another 3 months and then 10 weeks later, that's not regular. That's sporadic. And so he prayed regularly, and he made it a point to meet needs from his own substance, from his own pocket, so to speak. And I'm remembering my mother, who was, that describes her to a T, you know. And so here I am. Here I am. Because of what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here I am because of what she did. And all of her children are saved. She's gone to be with the Lord. All of her children are saved. And we're working on the grants. We're working on the grants. But all of her children are saved. That's because of what she did. And she did exactly what Cornelius did. She prayed to God regularly. She would be up early in the morning. Early in the morning. I remember as a child, she many times, made a real effort to get the whole house up. And it worked for a period, and then there were times it kind of fell off. But she was always consistent. And as far as giving, anybody who knows her or knew her knew that she was extremely generous. Extremely generous. But what she had, and she, you know, she wasn't wealthy or anything like that, but she made sure that she spread around what she had. And God kept her royally, and she passed like she was royalty. Just went out, pass. I tell you. So I've seen and witnessed God's faithfulness, not only in with as it relates to what we read about Cornelius, but I've seen that with my own mother. My parents, in fact. My dad left this world saved. Yes.
And Pastor,
oh,
we can
how
also
good
think
is
of
God.
Job. We can think of Job. Remember, the word says that Job, you know, when his children would have had their feast at their house, he would, after they finished, he would go pray to God.
Yes.
You know, for some reason they did something, you know, he would
yes.
continue to pray and to intercede to God on their, his children's behalf. In the book of
yes.
Job, we read about that. And so, you know.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Word, yeah. Yeah.
That is true. So we're to be watchmen, but And watchmen of a certain kind, active. Active. We're not distracted. Excuse me, watchmen. We know what our task is, and we know what God's objectives are for ourselves and our families. And we begin to, if like never before, we just begin to secure our borders. Secure
yeah.
our tents, and every single person, as they say back in my home, not a hoof is going to be lost. Not a hoof.
Yeah.
Yeah. We keeping everything that God has given and blessed us with, in terms of family relationships, etc. And we commend all, everyone into. The care of God's hands, and that God would, that's one of the greatest gifts that we, that's if not the greatest gift that we can give to them. Yeah, that's the greatest gift. Even if they it look like they don't want to hear anything about the Lord and all that, okay, well, that's all right. You know, that's their prerogative at any given moment. However, know that their names before the throne. Yeah, yeah. That's how it's done. So I felt that a great need to share that with you today. Tomorrow, I would ask you to between now and tomorrow, if you can, if you have the time, I think, and you should take the time to make up a list of individuals. And as you make up the list, it will come to you. Say, well, how am I going to do it? How am I going to remember? I might forget somebody. Don't worry about it. Let the Holy Spirit do what he has to do through you. And then we're going to lay hands on that list tomorrow. We're going to pray. And then we will keep that list. We won't throw it away, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Well, I feel like I'm overflowing with peace and with joy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being who you are in Christ. God has designed you. You're a designer's original. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, Sister Jennifer, and everyone. Sister Jennifer, I'll be giving you a call just a little bit later today just to speak with you for a brief moment. But be blessed today. Walk in victory. Yes. God bless you, keep you.
God bless you, good God.
Amen. Say hi to Aaron if he's not listening. Hi, Aaron. God bless you. All right.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. God bless. Have an awesome day, the Lord. And
yes. Praise the Lord. God bless.
On this day.
And. Thank you.